What is up, everyone? Welcome back to Founders Journal, my daily audio diary made public for the world, where every day I will give you, the listener, a backstage pass into building Morning Brew to help you think better in order to build better. Let's hop into it. Today's episode is on fearing rejection rather than fearing regret. Let's do it. So, you know, I want to walk you all through why I believe so wholeheartedly in the professional skill of, quote, shooting your shot. This is not something that you're taught in business school. It is not something that you're taught in school at all. But I would argue that it is one of the most important skills that a professional can have in their career to accelerate their career. And what I want you to walk away from this episode with is understanding that you shouldn't be fearing rejection in life. You should be fearing regret. I want to start by sharing a few of the thousands of adages about making big asks, from the saying of winners make things happen, losers let things happen, to Wayne Gretzky, and then The Office stole it from Gretzky, the saying, you miss 100% of the shots you never take. You know, it's cliche, but there's a reason that cliches exist. Most of the time, there is truth in the cliche, and I think that is exactly the case for making big asks. So here's what making big asks looks like in the wild today at Morning Brew. I was scrolling through Twitter during lunch, and I saw that Barbara Corcoran, one of the judges of Shark Tank, also founder of the Corcoran Group, had tweeted the following. She said, "People who ask for raises always get paid the most. If you want to get a raise, you better learn to ask." And in my mind, if that wasn't inviting a big ask from me, then I don't know what is. So I saw this as an opportunity to make a big ask of Barbara. I saw that it was just after she tweeted it. So there wasn't a ton of noise with replies and retweets from other people. And I said to myself, best case scenario, my big ask is answered. Worst case scenario, this just acts as great content. And historically, content that is unexpected or shows grit generally performs well on social platforms. And so I started thinking to myself, what's a big ask of Barbara Corcoran that is within the realm of possibility? And so as an avid Shark Tank viewer myself, my head went straight to guest judging. It's always been a dream of mine to guest judge on Shark Tank. And I know that guest judging is something that the show does. From Chris Sacca to Sarah Blakely, guest judges are a consistent part of the show. They love the celeb shot there. And I'm not claiming that I am anywhere as close to successful as Chris or Sarah, both of whom are billionaires. But I do think that I and Morning Brew have something really compelling to offer the show. The first is I bring youth to the show, which I think is increasingly important for CNBC as a network as they try to age down in the age of digital and the internet. And the second is Morning Brew has an audience of 3 million people that we can amplify any episode that I'm a guest judge on to Morning Brew's audience. And I think that's something unique that other guest judges couldn't offer. So long story short, I made the ask. And my exact words to Barbara were, time for a big ask of Barbara. Can I be a guest judge on Shark Tank? I will bring Morning Brew swag for you, Mark, Lori, Damon, Mr. Wonderful, and Robert. This task literally took 10 seconds to write and to hit tweet. And if you think about just the risk reward of this ask, it's an absolute no-brainer. Best case scenario, I'm a guest judge on Shark Tank. Worst case scenario, it is a mini PR event for my personal brand and Morning Brew. Like if you think about the content that comes out of this, there's just such rich content from me replying on Twitter about it, to me now doing a Founders Journal episode about it, to a Morning Brew reader actually retweeting my tweet and saying how they appreciate Morning Brew's brand for making big asks. The original comment that I had, including likes, retweets, and replies, has seen 46 likes, retweets, or replies. It's been posted on LinkedIn. Now I'm thinking about actually creating an audition tape to send to CNBC, Shark Tank, Mark Burnett, and do so publicly. So to me, the worst case scenario is just an incredible flywheel of content. And the best case scenario is actually appearing on the show. So how does this apply to you? From my perspective, we all have opportunities every single day to make big asks and advocate for ourselves as professionals. And my view is, as long as the asks have logic, as long as the asks are grounded in respect, the upside exceeds the downside 100% of the time. So what I'm challenging you, the listener, to do is understand that rejection is far better than regret of not trying. And I want you to hold yourself accountable to making things happen rather than waiting for things to happen. So to hold you accountable, I'm asking you, the listener, to email me, alex@morningbrew.com, and you are going to tell me the last big ask you made. And if you are racking your brain to be able to email me, maybe that's a sign that you should be finding ways to advocate for yourself and make bigger asks moving forward. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Founders Journal. I will see you tomorrow. Hope you have a great rest of your day and rest of your week. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.